Gemara on says, Zayin on a day, from New Zayin and Aleph, quote to various tefillahs, such as different Tavayim and Amoran used to recite. That's the conclusion of the Shemot Esther, because the Mishnah says that a person should not
A person of his man before that Sheikh Sanat had to go along the stock and the Musa Hatsun, so everyone was composed and also. Then it was too difficult. Some people found it difficult to compose, and other people wouldn't say it in a proper style. So during the stock and Russian got to show it to everybody. But still a person should still say his own feelings, own bakosh, whatever he personally needs. So there's more ads. Each person said, I should say his own. And then it's online, each one has their own list of things they recite. It's interesting, most of these tchinas that they would recite after the Shemot Esrei, this is called Tachanun, and other tchinas are different, Amish tchinas. So that's why we recite many of these. So some developers in Europe, many communities were machmir not to recite these tchinas on Shabbos and Yom Tov. For example, Rebbe is Nusach, and the bottom of says Zayin on a day. Rebbe is Nusach, you got to know Panach Hashem, I came over there, I was saying, because Rebbe, the Yadzik Fon, 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 right, so many, in many to do, that's it, in tiny letters, that they don't say this, and Shat on the Yadzik, so it's really a thing. Or the Rosh Chodesh bench. Right, so many communities in Europe, they wouldn't say, the Rosh said that Rosh Chodesh didn't say either. Many communities, they didn't say the Rosh Chodesh bench. That's a different reason. That's because you're not permitted to be mocking the Zorim and Azobis on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that you're not allowed to say. And the Chatzos and Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to bring on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That you're not permitted to say. That's a different reason. But this you're not, this many hold that it's not proper to say these singers. These singers, because there's an Issa Zabat Ovid, there's an Issa that you're not... So the Kurdish Benjamin, they only say... They don't say the one he was. And then once a Mendel Zach many years ago was telling us, the Bachman was singing, I forgot already how this came out, the Bachman was sitting around, he mentioned that in Kelim, they didn't say the long he was for the Kurdish Benjamin, because they all get it to Tchimish. So they only said Mishal Tzimish, not the same, and they announced when the Kurdish will be Mishal. So one of the Talmidim who was there felt so disappointed. He felt that that was the Iker of the Rosh Chodesh Bench. They had all those Kahonim there. That's when he said that they left that and tell them they left that. But in many communities they didn't keep Sarka. Shai Yisrael, Atai Yisrael, Shani Meirah. So we recite after the Shemona Esrei. So what percent does that have any famous in? If a person davens to the Rebbe Shalom, and tell the Shani Meirah, I shouldn't talk to Rosh Hashanah. That's not a tchina. Then we daven in the Shemona Esrei on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. We should have a talk and learning. We leave out tchina. Tchinas are for personal gashmi and zikr, for Torah, right, we pay me. But the extra luchni and zikr needs, I don't know, but that's what we do request on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You mentioned that Moshe Feinstein has in his shuvah, the Negros Moshe, he says, how are you going to tchina on Shabbos and Yom Tov? He says, I'm holding the chutz daven once a day, every day, when I tell you wrong. And davening tefillah consistent, I tell you that's required, you have to have at least a little bit shevach, and then bakasha, sarachim, and then at the end, hazoya. So in the Shemot Esrei of Shabbat, if you leave out all the brachas in place, and you have no bakasha, sarachim, so you can't finish my tzalkai. You keep on saying, okay, no, if you have a Shabbat in there, you leave the bakasha, sarachim. So Rashi says, no, the bakasha, sarachim is, and the bracha in place is, the mokeh, 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 Whatever brought you in the middle of, you have to finish that rock and then push.
Right. If
it's a murderous kasha that the known has a terrible Rashi of that kasha. Because the Yerushalmi says that on Shabbos, you must believe the brachas and tzoyas because it's prohibited, it's forbidden to recite bakasha tzorach on Shabbos. It's forbidden. The Yerushalmi says that's why you say Havdalah. In Chayin Adas, you say, Hatachan Allah Adas, Malamad Ayin Eshbina. The Shabbat, you didn't ask for anything. You just give a shera. You pray to the Bosh, Hatachan Allah Adas. Before you say, Chamein and Yitzchah, there, you don't have to, that's Bakash Tzorach, and you have to say Havdalah there. Because if you don't say Havdalah, then you say, Chamein and Yitzchah, that's already Bakash Tzorach, and I'm Shabbat. The Yishami stresses that it's prohibited, and that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person is Mekabel Shabbos early, so you're not permitted to daven a Tfilat Kol. Let's say a person was Mekabel Shabbos, and he didn't daven Mincha yet on Erev Shabbos. Let's say the minyan, the shul was Mekabel Shabbos. In your community, the shul is Mekabel Shabbos early. Whenever the Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos early, let's say many minyanim in the community, some early, some late, but then it doesn't mean anything. Let's say there's only one shul, one Orthodox shul in the neighborhood. It's not taking that to your shul. So if the Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos early, so the Tzibur is Shabbos, and the Tzibur is Chabal Koch and Omi. So no one is even permitted. Everyone is forbidden to do Malach after that time, that the Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos. And they're not even allowed to daven Mincha. You're not supposed to daven Mincha because you're not allowed to daven in the Bakosh Tzorach. So that's all based on the Yishalmi. So Rashi and Sefer Targay is quoted as having this, they've started written by Talmud of Rashi. It's quoted as having this discussion. But the Gemara later on says there's been, because the person is in the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei, and called Paul from an Aleph. The Gemara says towards the bottom. The person is in the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, and he realizes that he made a mistake, and he davened a bracha, thinking Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says, Gemara writes a bracha. You have to finish that bracha that he's in the middle of. If he's in the middle of the Chayin, he should finish Chayin Adar. Whatever bracha he's in the middle of, he should complete. And then he should push the daven the Shabbos in Shmoneh Esrei. That the Gemara says, why? What if a person already davened Shabbos, already davened this, and then he forgot, and he davened that second time Shmoneh Esrei? But the Gemara says, if he realizes in the middle that he already davened this, and already davened Shabbos, so he took up to the bed, it's a bracha. You don't finish anything at all. Other than a bracha about Torah. So here also, what it is, in the middle of a bracha on Shabbos, in the middle of Tfilat Kol, why don't you say, so he took up to the bed, it's a bracha, and that's supposed to daven the Tfilat Kol to Shabbos? But the Gemara says, no. You left all the Shabbos, awesome, covered by Chiyumahu. You learn them just 4 lines before the bottom of Chotal of Yonah. You learn them on Shabbos, you really obligated to recite, the whole Bacha Bikish Shmoneh Esrei. It's only the Rabbanah who the way Ashrachu, you should play Shabbos. The Rabbanah give you a kula, they will make all they said, if you don't want to, you don't have to. But if you're ready in the middle of any given bracha, in the Bacha Bikish Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, you have to complete, claim a right to bracha, and then you switch over to the Shabbos of the Tzibur. And the Bible is to say, and we pass through everything in Shulchan Aruch. We pass through like these Bible, and we pass through like these Shulchan. So that's why Rashi was bothered with that kasha. How can it be? And the Bible would appear that you really are obligated to daven and seal up called the Shabbos to say all the brothers and sisters. You submit it, you're obligated to it, but they gave you a break, the Chacham gave you a kula. If you don't want to, you don't have to. And the Yishami said that it's forbidden. And it had a bin based on the Bible, it had a bin based on the Yishami, and everything was called in Shulchan Aruch. So that's what Rashi is. And we get some kind of basic terrors, which I didn't understand. And the state of fire. I don't know, there's the temple closest. And you don't have shots in that close up. He doesn't want anybody else to
the temple. Technically, the shots from the Shabbos. It has to be Shabbos. In other words, the Shabbos side is not reaching the Shabbos. And the
Shabbos
is the Shabbos. So we combine the two. In other words, we don't say it.
It's not the temple.
We try to be Shabbos.
But the Shabbos is the Chassir HaLach and the Meister. And if a person is davening in the middle,
Meister has my collection of Shabbos in the Shabbos.
Yes, but you have to be the Shabbos like one or like the
other. We don't want to both.
That's the shadow. How they're
sharing it. We don't use the shoot for the Babli. We have, according to the Babli,
we do. Let's say sometimes a person is davening.
A very unique situation.
Not so unique. Like some people, it's very open. That they daven Shmoneh Esrei by heart on Shabbos, and they forget, and they're in the middle of the bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. And then when they realize that they didn't require it, they must finish the right of bracha, and then they switch over to the Shabbos of Shmoneh Esrei. So that's based on the Babli that you committed to these times of Bakosh Tzorachim. You committed to it. You have to. You're obligated to. Yes, I gave you a kula, but here there's no kula. And then it's asking, what did you show me on the other Sachmana Shastir? Then it's asking, let's say a person, a woman mentions Lech on Friday afternoon, and she forgot to daven Mincha. So he says she's forbidden to daven Mincha. He says, what does she do? That's the Shana, that he can make it, that's the Shana. What should she do? Should she daven Ma'ariv and then say, I pray to Shana after the Tashuma to Mincha? Or he says, no, it's before she is still, it's plenty of time. So let her daven the Ma'ariv, the Tashuma, and the Shana, and the Shana, and the Shana, let it daven the Shabbos because my nefesh to Meiriv, now the same mincha, Hamish will be after Kiddushah, and then so later on the rest of the Shmi, then she'll carry daven again after
Kiddushah.
No, not that's what it is. It's not a mincha. Just because you can't, just because you can't daven mincha, you can't daven a tefillah kol, can't daven chayim. So let it daven. The Nusa is my first shot, because that's the whatever. Let us have the Nusa from my roof, the same Mincha, and then wait till we have to speak and daven and take the turn out to the same man.
Why? You came to the neighborhood late, and what you've done to the Shabbos, you didn't have him in
here. Same shot?
You come to the neighborhood late, you didn't have him in here, you didn't have
him in here, you didn't have him in here. That's what I think it says that he's committed to. Let's say it's a tzibur, I think it says someone else. It's a tzibur with Makabel Shabbos already. Let's say they already said Zohar, they already said Mechabedin.
Yeah.
Mishal Yom HaShabbos. The different sheets is when it's Kabbalah Shabbos. When you say Boi Yishalom, when you say Yish Mashir, when you say Zohar. Three different. So whatever it is, he came in after both.
Right.
He came at 11. So he's not permitted to do the Kabbalah. So he's not permitted to do Malachas HaShabbos so far. But the Kabbalah HaShabbos, you know, the sun is shining another hour to go. It goes here. It doesn't help. Since the Tzibur, and there's no other meaning in the community like this. But since the Tzibur was Mekabel Shabbos early, so the Kabbalah Pasad Shabbos is called Al Korcha, so he was not permitted to do the Lachma. Nonetheless, it says in Shulchan Aruch, since he personally wasn't yet Mekabel Shabbos, only bound because of the Tzibur, but this, that's why you don't go. So we do allow him to daven mincha. We do allow him to daven mincha, but it just says he shouldn't daven mincha in the shul. With his davening, he should daven outside of the shul.
Now,
oh, no, if he had already been the Kabbalah Shabbos personally, then we would talk to like the Yishalmi that he, right, if the woman bends his left, then we say she's not permitted to daven Tzibur's call. But if the Tzibur was Mekabbalah, the Seder Shabbos of the Tzibur call on the Yoch, then that's somehow a weaker din. I don't exactly understand why. I guess you take yourself enough, that's a weaker din. So then he is permitted to daven Tzibur's call, but he shouldn't daven in the shul. He should daven out in the hallway. So that's the kasha that Rashi is. Your kasha is an eye to the kasha. But here there is a problem. Here there is a problem that's supposed to be discussed. If there are those who are not here,
if he's
bigger on Chai Tzibur, then he's prohibited to do Malachas. But he's still not, he personally was not yet Mekabel Tosefet Shabbos. If you personally were Mekabel Tosefet Shabbos, then you're not permitted to daven Tzibur Kol. But if you're bigger on Chai Tzibur, then it's only Chal Benegiah to Malachas, the Denise Malachas, then it's not Chal Benegiah to Tzibur. Yes, forgive me. So here, I just want to mention the problem. Here is a problem like this. If we consider some of these as clean as those that have personal bakasha salachim, like there are those who are not doing that, to say this year of others upon him, others upon him, yodam on, take it off, call him, shut him. So there are those who believe that on Shabbos, and those who believe there are Shredish mention on Shabbos. They don't say that. In Lakai Mesorah Shemira, everybody says. Huh? So most of it is Rukhmi, but some of it is Shtikul Gashmi, no? This and the kind of Torah Shemir on Shabbos, the parts of it sound like Kinnah. Parts of it are looking at Zikr Bakashi. So parts of it are personal Bakashi. How is one permitted to recite it on Shabbos? So on the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the official answer is as follows. They say that you shall in the air when you bench Bichat HaMazen, that you say, okay, no, Vinu, but as soon as some say, Ro'enu, finally saying the Chalcheleinu. So you say, Ro'enu, you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokeinu, Avinu, he is our father, he is our Elokim. Ro'enu, he is our shepherd, Ro'enu, he is the one who gives us up. So you're not asking any Bakasha Tzurach. So many people say, most people say, Elokeinu, Avinu, that's the title. Then you say, Shasta Bakasha, Ri'enu. Take care of us. Zuneinu, give us food. Kindnessainu, Rami, he is our panos. Please, give us tzivui, give us panos, the kindnessainu, chalkeleinu, not who have a chalkeleinu, he is the one who gives us chalkeleinu. We're asking, give us chalkeleinu, give us panos. And the Shami seems to have had that nusach, the Shami seems to be that they said the nusach, Rieinu, Zuneinu, kindnessainu, everything is a Roshan Bakosha, Roshan Tzivu, Roshan Bakosha. Shami has to act in his bench. On Shabbos, you should have to change the nusach of the bench. But the Yishalmi says, even though it is an Easter, Bakosh, Shalachim on Shabbos, but this is the nusach of Brachim, so you're not going to change it. What it means is,
that the release of Tchina on Shabbos, if you say something, let's say someone that says, you're going to say a special Mishaber for the Chayla on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to say. If it's a Chayla Mishaber for the Sakana Nua, then you are allowed to say. I think that's the same thing. You're not allowed to say this, but I think we'll talk about Shmuel and then you say, But the second Nusach HaTzchilas that you say all year long, you always say invention, in the Matzeah Brach HaTachi, say Reyenu, Zanele Pineteinu, that's not a new Tzchilas that you just compose in the case, you say it all the time. So maybe that's why the Babli, in principle, holds like the Yerushalmi, that the reason he's a Bakosh of Sarah, the reason he's a Chinan Shabbos, but the whole Nusach HaTzchilas is one essay. There's still a theory to the Baal and Yisham, we're still not entering the Kasha, but maybe the Baal we hold, also like the Yisham, there is an Yisitkina, and to say that it's prohibited, to say the Shmanasa, because of the Yisitkina that you can't say, because that's quite a lot of Kasha, you're not saying a special Kina, that's the Nusra that you say every day. Maybe, but that's what our friends say regarding the kindness of God. That is even, yes. So that's what Achronim say regarding all the kindness of the Torah. Even though they link to all the other tchines and they don't say them, let's say the tchine before Korbanus. That's a separate tchine. But this is at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei. This is saying all the time, you say Shmoneh Esrei, this is Tachlur and Malach Tila. So the Achronim say that that's not in violation of the Yisra Bakosh of Torah. That's why it's only Tyson's brother. Okay, maybe that's what it means. Maybe that's what it means. But in the block of Rachim intervention, most of it is okay. Just one line is not okay. So now we're going to be one line. You also, most of the Rachim is because of Rachim. You're not going to be the one line. Maybe that's what it means. Many skip it, and a lot of people do it, and says you skip it. The Rotzer HaKhaim left it out, but the Rotzer HaKhaim didn't say you're Shredi Fendi either. He left that out also, and how does the Israel rule over many communities in Europe? They left it out. But the most of it is an Yisrael Tchina, the same Yisrael. The Yisrael Tchina Shabbos is more common than the Yisrael Tchina Yom Tov. That's why the most of the Kohan is Duchin. So many communities, I think in most communities, the meaning is that the Tzibur says the Baruch Shalom and the Tzibur on Yom Tovim, and on Yom Tishchad is the Shabbos, they don't say. They don't say, because it's clean. I said it's clean, it should be also on Yom Tov as well. So this is all that Yisrael clean is more common on Shabbos than it is on Yom Tov. In the Tzid writes in his Tzidut and of Allah, and then it was, that he said that Rabbanu Shalom by Zuchin and even on Shabbos. And he gives the whole explanation why. He holds that he actually the minute he says there's nothing wrong. I already forgot what he said. It's very end of the first chelik of the Meshuv Dover. And he has the Oros. Meshuv Dover is all true. He's going to go to the end. He has a few pages of Oros on Arachayim. Simon by Simon. And the Oros on Simon Kuf Chavches. The Simon of Zuchanin. He explained why the minig in the community, not the yeshiva, it's the minig in the city. Well, in the whole city, the minig was that they did say that the Rabbanu Shalom, even on Shabbos. And in most places, the minig is that they don't say. That the Rebbeinu Shlomo should have Rachmanis Chazak, and they should let the milk go. That is too close to Rebbeinu Shlomo. I don't know. That's the same list of every kind of regular Mishkaitis? I don't know.
They
don't dump
Mincha
every day.
They don't dump Shabbos also, and all of a sudden they come to Mincha and they buy it on Friday
night. Most of them don't dump Mincha, they need it. There's only that one that says, people have Mincha, there's a Machlokes, that that person doesn't dump the whole week. And then it's down the fire tonight, but they make Kashrut of the last 21 Shemeshis that he missed, so that's a Machlokes. So we talk to myself, only Kashrut name for one. The one for the Tfilas Mukha. The woman doesn't have no all week long. Friday night she has time. But that's the Shabbos. The Friday night she got his Meir. So she say, not on the great this one after to make up for the fact that she didn't have Mukha. And you say, no, that's ridiculous. She has that Mukha. All week long she has that Mukha. What kind of Kashrut?
I think there's a
serious
thing. My
wife never is.
Deliberately
don't
daven, it's not
Kashrut.
So you can't daven.
But
she deliberately doesn't daven.
I don't know. Why don't the women daven Taka? The Mishnah says, lady, the women are Mechaitis. Women are Mechaitis. So the Rav Avraham says that the Mishnah Chof on the Nau says, Mesh Rav Avraham Kranim, so the Kriyashman has Shilom, but the Chai is Shilom. The Mishnah Chof on the Nau says, I don't know if it's time, but biography they quote as it's written by the son. So they quote that he told the mother, he told Mrs. Kain, Mrs. Kavit Kain, that when the children are young, she doesn't have to daven because those are the Mr. Patmarani. When the children grow older and she's not autistic and bring the couple of the children, then she has to daven. So the Muslims that they're not making the daven, they come in the middle of it. They come into Muslims. So the Muslims that they're talking from, so the Gemara says, God loves the Sunni Yerush, and the Mishayim the Sunni Yerush. The Tayshim says, why? Because the one is Mukhim to do something, and the Yetzirah is fighting, they shouldn't do it. So the Muslims are not Mukhim, so the Yetzirah is like a fuck. The Yetzirah lets them down the Muslims, they don't say, hey, they're not Mukhim to do it. But the Shaka is a Zunukan, everything else, that's a Mukhim to do it. Yeah, that's a big problem. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
The Bavli
says that the Ikaragim, one theoretically, should be obligated to recite the entire Shmoni Esrei, but
he should.
No, he wants to listen quite Shabbos, so we give him a break and we be even, but he doesn't have to if he doesn't want to.
What's the reason we don't
We pass in the forbidden. We pass like the Shabbos forbidden. That Shabbos is a day when you're not supposed to be aggravated. You shouldn't even be, not only shouldn't you ask for food and for Parnassah and for Mashiach, you shouldn't even think about it. You shouldn't worry about it.
I don't know. What do we have? The Gemara has a list of Hasidim. Let's see. Rashi Sheh. And you dine him an hour. That's the 10th wide line. Rashashis, you have Yotze B'Tayne Yisro when he was fierce, but Tayne is a private time for some, your time for some. Yotze the Master of the Yomah Hachi, after the conclusion of the Shmonet, when he finished the three, he used to say, Rebun Hoi Lomim, Kolur Bufonech, Hogiz Manchu, Nis Amik, Vashkayom, Adam Chaypi, Makru Korbin, the person sinned with being a Korbin to gain a Kapar. How does he get the Kapar? What do they do? Hey, Makru, even Melo, the Chelb of a Dhamman. All you do is you have to be in the room, the Chelb, and the Zechni, the Dhamman, the Dhamman. Boom, it's Kapalan, he gets a Kapal Rashov. The man of that is not based on English, so we don't have the ability to bring Kabbalah. So what can we do as a substitute for Kabbalah? Rashov today, I was fasting, a time to shop to the Tainas, and it's my health that is on me, and I lost a little weight, and I lost a little blood because I was fasting because he wasn't eating food to manufacture more blood. You have to look at that shit. Tell the dungeon, it's my killing class, I got you. Okay, it's your training. It's your training to reach to Balatanya has in the Likutei Torah. Balatanya has in the Tanya, he writes one time. The term Ritzui most of the time in Tanakh is used in connection with Korbanos. So the fact that he uses the Lashon of this in the same connection with us, Tanya indicates, like you said, the Yitzchak of the Dov should be considered the Tanakh as if I had offered a Korban. This is the Nusra that he would add on at the end of the Shonas. It's printed in the Siddur. Printed when you before. When the Makabo time is by Yinche before, a prior time, it's the Makabo time is before, so you say, you're welcome to Hanukkah, but this fast day that I'm going to fast tomorrow, you should say after the time. And that practice is, as we said before, should be accepted of Hanukkah, even while you offer the code.
You say you're
going to
do it, you don't do it,
you're in bad shape, and you said you did it. It could be just as a matter, when you take the matter, Rabbi Yechanan, he had an assigned shoot for the Eoig Omar Hochid. Rabbi Yechanan, it's interesting to say a shoot, the Lash of Shabir, that the Gemara says in different places when the Medes see in the Sikh, so they used to throw a party. He writes, even a Sikh, they threw a party. Koskin has to make a scene like a safer from Tanakh. He says, this is the drush that Rabbi Yechanan said when he made the Sikh. And Moshe Feinstein has a shoot about that. So that's also considered a Suda Mitzvah. That's what Yeshua says on Adah. He writes just casually, he says, this was a drasha that Rabbi Yechanan held whenever you would make a party. He says, even when you make a Suda Mitzvah, you make a party. Koshkin, when you make a team on the Sefer from Tanakh. I don't know exactly why it's a Koshkin. I don't know one way or the other, but that's what he writes. Koshkin, that it's a Suda Mitzvah, you make a
Suda Mitzvah. Well,
the Yeshua is learning to... So Rabbi Yechanan, when he made the team on Eov, Eov described all of the Yeshua that he had suffered. And at the end, he regained, he married again, and he had children again, and he regained his riches, and he had his good reputation again. So he, Rabbi Yechon used to give this drasha at the seal. Sounds like this, sounds like it was a common practice. You learned deal, you learned deal with the Talmidim a lot. Huh? Like you're young.
He's telling a joke, why didn't his wife die? Because he paid double.
Okay.
So he used to say, it sounds like he made a siyum on Yom often. And every time he would make the siyum, he would give the same drosha. Says kol adam lamus. Ultimately, everybody's going to have to die anyway. Like the tatei mother speaker. Everyone is going to die. Everyone's going to suffer anyway at the end. Asher mishigal v'aterav. I'm all about terav. I'm not a shuruk. I'm not a shuruk. A person shouldn't think that he has to accomplish something in this world. He has to publish, and he has to build a shuruk, and he has to establish a yeshiva, and he has to, major things. But the Baruch Hashem doesn't expect anything major. Just whatever one can do to fulfill the mitzvah v'aterav while he's alive. Asher mishigal v'aterav. I'm all about terav. I'm not a shuruk. I'm not a shuruk. When he died, he should have a good reputation. He was a medactic and successful. That's the moral of the story of Sefer Yehuda. You don't have to accomplish so much. All of Amish Loimai, Tosh Shei Mishem and Tosh, that having a good reputation that people should respect you is better than all the riches in the world. All of Tanukis Olam Hazeh, Shem represents the fact that people are wealthy and they enjoy Olam Hazeh. The eco of life is to have a good reputation, to be known as a good person. The eco of life is not that pleasure for this world. You don't know this, you don't evolve us. When a person is born, so you don't know what type of a person, what type of life he's going to lead. When a person dies, and he goes away from the world with a nice reputation. So the Yom HaMavis is, for him, is better than Yom HaMavis. That's why we celebrate, you celebrate your side of the world, celebrate so much birthdays. So when the baby was born, you don't know what's going to be with the baby. When the person died and he died with a good reputation, so that's Yom HaMavis. Yom HaMavis, that's such an occasion for celebration.
So think about this in relation.
That is celebrated. Yeah, that's what some Achronim say, that it's a chukas agonim. It's a celebrated birthday, because the only place that it says anything about celebrated birthday is by Paro. In Europe, mostly. Yeah. It's a different thing. The Gemara says, HaKadoshokos, M'malesh, M'esem, Shokadikin, M'yom, M'yom. It's Mitzvah Yandecha HaMalesh. There are some promises that will give full years to the Tzadeh. Yeah. Most of them hold that it is permissible. Someone recently published, around 10 years ago, somebody published an essay collecting all of the different people who did celebrate the 70th birthday, the 80th birthday, whatever, that in certain parts of the world it was very common for Jews also to celebrate birthday. They made a religious celebration out of it also. The people used to do that in Europe. People got in the whole state, so you use your whole list of what's called the Suda Smitsa and what's not. So the whole Suda is in Sot, and that's Memtet. A person is Hurley, a person is going, traveling away, he's busy on Erev Pesach. He forgot to burn his comments. He was burning comments last night. He had a whole bag full of comments on the table in the kitchen. He forgot to burn his comments. He didn't even see it. He's going to the mountain. He's going away. He's going to Israel. Yeah, he's going to Israel. So should he cancel the trip and go back and burn the comments? But he said, no, he can follow the Dipul. Because with the right of the Dipul being on the side. But with the Rabbanu, they insisted you shouldn't rely on Dipul. You should be Mazayarid. So this is a shot of Chak. He's on the way to Israel. So what should he do? The Gemara says himself, and on that front, he said, maybe he's going with Rav Hoshua's. Sorry, we have to go back and cancel the trip and burn the chametz and lose your opportunity to go to this party, whatever it is. But if you're going with my mitzvah, then you can rely, then you can revert back to the dinner, right? And rely on the dinner. But the more there, stuff and that's what discusses a little bit, what is it, a bar mitzvah, what is it, what kind of a party are they having in Erev Pesach that could possibly be a bar mitzvah? So that's what Magen Avraham has a little bit, what about an engagement party? Magen Avraham has a little bit of an elaboration. The people don't have the whole elaboration there. And Hilchos Erev Pesach was considered a birthday party, nobody holds it as a Suda's Mitzvah. But as Suda's Ayin Shana, that's the thing that God imposed on Havitah. When a person reaches the age of 70 and is still alive, they took a nation and said, Abraham Shuddin Shana. Normal person lives 70 years, but the person lives after the 70th birthday. The Yechavish Yoni says, you say Shach Yonu, and you have a Suda, and if you make a Suda, he says, you make a Suda, on the occasion of 70th birthday, that would be a Suda's Mitzvah. And yeah, so this idea that he lived more than the Pasuk says.
The one of the Amorim made a party when he reached 50. He was the Yatsnachlal Kares, and one later on, when he reached the age of 60, Yatsnachlal Mitzvadeshanani. And Kares means that he died before the age of 50. Mitzvadeshanani means he died before the age of 60. So the Suda, when a person reaches the 50th birthday, that's a stickler Suda Sajoy. The Yatsnachlal Kares, when a person reaches the 60th birthday also, 70th birthday also, Suda Sajoy. 80th is also, you mentioned the same. Yeah. That's what it is. 50 So they write a biography that the Chabad Chaim took Rav Chanan into a side room and he drank a L'chaim with him, and he said, today myself in his first, he drank L'chaim and he said, Shachyam, and he said to the Chabad Chaim, so you don't take a quote that from Chabad Chaim? I don't remember. I never heard of other people that could do like that. When he reached the 70th birthday, I don't know how many people were left to tell me. When he reached 70, in fact, he said, Shachyam. Chabad Chaim followed that Prima God and Shem Chabad Chaim. He said, Shachyam, and he reached 70. Talk about Bloom to Rav Meir played Zogar. As if he's speaking in the name of the Rebbe Shalom, you'll see the Lashon that he uses. Rav Chol Rav Chol 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 Shecho, you should learn with all of your heart and with all of your soul, Adat is the Rachai, to learn my ways, as if he's speaking Yishem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn my ways, the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lishkos, Haldal Seh Torotzi, to learn as much Torah of HaShemad as he possibly can, Yishot HaRotzi Adinu Zecho, Negeri Nechati Yeh Yerotzi, Shem Yerushmai, Shema Fichu Mikol Ched, should be careful not to sin with your lips. The Tahir Kashashmach and the Kalashma of the Yoga, the person should be, all people should be careful not to sin. Ramiya Incha Bachamach and the Shina promises, he's promising in the name of the Rebbe Shalom that the people will be careful to the best of their ability, the Shina will always go with them. Magad is the Maidah Rabban of Yavne. The Tanoim and the Yavne had the following expression. They used to contrast themselves, their own style of life, with that of other people. The Shaila is, who are these other people? Here, the Marsha has a machlekes with Rashi. Rashi claims the other people are non-Bnei Torah. The other people are Balabakma who don't want to have any shaykhus with learning. And they're Zogna Teres. The reason why they don't want to learn is because they feel we can't succeed anyway in learning. We don't have such a good head. Why can we possibly succeed in learning Gemara with Rashi? What do you accomplish? Those who learn 10, 20 blood a week. Face it. They should go into learning. Those who can only learn 1 blood a week, 2 blood a week, well, they'll never accomplish anything. So it doesn't take to learn. So that's why they don't bother learning at all. That's why they're ready to continue. That's what Rashi learns. That the Rabban of the Yavna are contrasting their style of living with that of the businessmen who have neglected learning. Ani Briyo, the Chaveri Briyo. Me and the businessman who doesn't learn a word, we both have Chira Chavshit. We both have the ability, he says, we both know the difference between Tov and Ra. And I know the difference, and I do the right thing, I learn. And the other fellow is not interested in learning. He makes a mistake. The businessman who thinks that if he'll learn, he won't succeed, and therefore he doesn't bother to learn, is making a big mistake. He had the Chira Chavshit, and he fell in. Why? And he blew it. Yes. And we believe the Chaver, we both have the Chira Chavshit. I lead an easy life. I live a lot of people. They all live in the city. Families in Manar Gemar. The farmers didn't live on the kibbutzim. The farmers also lived in the city. And there are a lot of people in the city. So they all woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning. 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever. So he says, I live a lot of people here. The Tamil Kofman says, I have an easy life. I live in the city. I wake up in the morning and I have my job. It's a big credit in the city. But who? The other four fellows make me such a mistake. Who am I left to my son? He has to drive all the way, start out.
We have a chance to be a teacher.
Like, he doesn't have the Hitzvah issue, he just doesn't have the mental capacity. It's impossible thing to learn the whole day. But I don't know, but then he should support those who are learning. He should learn to the best of his ability, learn as many hours as he possibly can. Everyone has an obligation to learn every 3 minutes. There's a machlokes in the Gemara in an office. A fundamental machlokes in the Gemara. How much is a person machlokes to learn? Does the student have to learn by Hashmada? So the question is, what is Hashmada? What does Hashmada mean?
So the Gemara says, in the Chulish, you have a demon has to be gone to Hashmadah. Let my father look on, I tell me. And that's my father has to sit there to Hashmadah. So what they say to Hashmadah? They put it out on Shabbat. They can try to put it on Shabbat to sit till next Shabbat. Great. 7 days straight. Then when they take off the Lechem HaPanachim their Shabbos, when do they put on the Lechem HaPanachim today? So they wait 5-10 minutes? They put it right away. So there's a Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah, in Perek Shnei Lechem. There's a Machlokes HaTanaim. So one time it says, they had Tidcha Shozeh. They had one set of Kohanim who walked into the Hechel to remove the old Lechem HaPanachim their Shabbos, and the other set of Kohanim was here. So Mamash putting one, they're putting this Lechem HaPanachim on the Shulchan HaTanaim, the other one taking off. Mamash, they said, Tamid, Lechem HaPanachim upon a Tamid. And the other time the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, Lech Tamid Mishnah, the Yolden HaShulchan, Lai Lacha, Tzuli Lechem HaPanachim. As long as you have day and night, as long as the whole day doesn't go by. But the Gemara says, if depending on this Machlokes HaTanaim, I want to understand Hashmadah by the Lechem HaPanachim, we depend the Shaila of how much money a person has to do. It says in the Sefer Yeshua Megifah, Yom HaLami, you have to learn by day and by night. Doesn't say the word Tomit. That's a tell in the Gemara. Doesn't say the word Tomit. But somehow the Gemara understands that Yom HaLaila has the same meaning as Tomit. So how does one understand Tomit by the Lechem HaPanachim? If you understand that a whole day shouldn't go by without Lechem HaPanachim, so means the whole day shouldn't go by without learning. It says, Agitma Yom HaLaila, so it's not enough just to learn a little bit once every 24 hours, you have to learn a little bit by Yom HaLaila. So the Gemara quotes one Tana, one opinion who says, that if the Yom HaLaila, just Zabin Shachnis and Myriz, he says, Kriyashman Shachnis, he says, three parshas in Kriyashman Shachnis, three parshas in Kriyashman Myriz, so he learns a little Yom. So he learned a little bit by Yom, he learned a little bit by Laila. If he found his Myriz, he has to say to him, so he learned a little bit by Yom, a little bit by Laila, he gets it. And the other opinion of the Gemara is, no, that you absolutely not get it. When the Torah says, you eat Hashmadah, by Lechem HaPanachim means you have to be there all day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when they take off the Lechem HaPanachim, they have to put on the new Lechem HaPanachim immediately. And if there was a Hashmadah, then it's not yourself in the Talmud. They're not fully open in the Torah Talmud. That means all the time. So who are the Nandi that got to eat this Talmud Torah? And that's how I think most of the parts in the early day, a whole lot of the Machlokes how he's asking, most of the parts say that just like by the Lechem HaPanachim, the Tatsum Talmud means Talmud Bamish. So by the way, so also we talk in that Talmud means that every 3 minutes that a person has, he's obligated to learn. Then it's impossible to learn 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's not three times a person has to eat, he has to sleep, he has to take care of the personal children. Some people even have to work for a living. So that's not three times. But any 3 minutes that the person has, the person has to have a little relaxation, he has to exercise a little bit, has to keep himself. But whenever the person has free time, so then the person is obligated to learn. So let's say a person has 3 hours every day is free. So he's looking to learn 3 hours a day. But the person just physically it's impossible to do it. So let him learn the maximum that he can. Usually it's not impossible. If a person thinks that he's only going to come terrible, learning be martyred with him, I'm sure. That's not true. For many people, that's impossible. But what is Yerushalayim by learning Tanakh also? By learning Tehillim also? By being Mavi Sefer? If he learns Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he's learning 9 languages. He can learn the easy things. It doesn't have to be Dafya hard things. In yeshivas, the boys have the attitude that if you don't learn with all the Rav Barthes and all the Rav Shimon Shkatz and all the Rav Naftali Peres and all the Rav Chaim, they're not Yerushalayim. So they leave the yeshivas and then they know they're busy and they can't keep up this heavy burden. So then they stop learning because they know what they think about, what they're going to learn, the Mara Dashi. I'm going to ask Dr. Yerli. They just can't. When you come back to Yerli, it's all about them. What's an Ingalan? So it's about a Yegalan. But you learn Father Gerchunish, it's Shengalan. So if a person has 3 free hours a day, so he's looking to learn all the 3 free, whenever a person has free time, he's looking to learn. If that person makes $100,000 a year, he doesn't need so much money to live on. He makes $100,000 a year by working 8 hours a day. And the nature of his business is such that if he'll work 4 hours a day, he'll make $50,000 a year. And that's more than enough there. So the Dintaka requires that he should only work
4 hours
a day and live on less. And he's just out. Live on less. He doesn't make so much more money. He wants to give stuff. He's not going to work so hard and want to give more stuff. But someone else gives the stuff. He's not going to earn money to give stuff. And I should write that it should be. If you have a lot of money, then you're going to give stuff. Like he says, you can't say that everyone is obligated to go to medical school in order to not cost themselves poor, in order to treat the sick people. A person that went to medical school and knows cost themselves poor has an obligation to treat the sick people. Because if you have, you have to help them out. But if you don't have the cost, you're not obligated to go get the cost in order to cure the people. So the same will be a person that's not obligated to go to work all day long in order to give so much money to the yeshivas and to support all the yamim in the world. If he has money, he has to let him give. So if a person really can
work a half a day and earn enough in that half a day to support himself, then the rest of the day is really free time. So it's not proper that the person works the whole day. He should, if he has the capacity to learn, let's say, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, he should try to do that. Same kind of code again. Same kind of code doesn't have the place. You should learn 1 hour Chumash, now the Sedjum, 1 hour Tillim, 1 hour Mishnayis, and 1 hour Ayyankit. He just can't do it anyway. So he may as well go to work and earn $100,000 a year. Why should he only earn $50,000 a year? But if a person has the physical ability to arrange his schedule in such a way that he can learn many hours a day, and he'll earn less money than he's not going to do like that. So we thought that a person is required to learn every 3 minutes, especially most of the postman office. That is him to learn a little by yom and a little by laila. Every 3 minutes he must learn.
If you don't have your
own that they're not fully, not Abraham, but they're not fully in fulfillment of the mitzvah. It's almost there. He says a person learns a little bit when he watches television, the rest. But then people vary. That's in complete fulfillment of the mitzvah.
No, it's just
different
kind of mitzvah.
It's like the mitzvah. Yeah. No, it's not sutras, it's not filling. Instead of filling, it's a person doesn't put himself. A sutras in his in, goes on, you don't wear the second, you're not going to the first one. You have a good degree. You want to finish to learn every 3 minutes. That's like Moshe Allah Darabana. A person didn't put on a stone for a week. The person watches television. Instead of learning, you have the ability to learn. He doesn't have the ability anyway. It's an expectation to watch television. They watch something on television. But if he has the ability to learn, there's not so long you more of a sense. If he has the ability to learn, you more with Rashi, on Yankee, on the Schneider, on the Sedger. But still, there's something, so you have to learn every 3 minutes.
So the president of the way to feed his family. And all the commitments are possible. If he's not successful, the man I can't get to work for a
while. Not only are you saying, not only are you saying, it's more than that, he's not McQueen. The time that he has to spend on time, not to, he's not McQueen to learn.
He's not doing that. He wants to make the law of the problem.
There's no need to learn. I mean, that's because the person has free time, every minute that he has free time, he's going to learn. And if he doesn't have free time, it's not that the mitzvah of Parnassus is very good on the mitzvah of Parnassus. That's what our boss there writes in the whole attack against college. And he has at the end of Kiddushin, he has the Tshuva to Rabbi Schwab, Tshuva to Shlom and Medina Yadua. And he writes there about going to university. So he said, you shouldn't think that when you're Isaac in Parnassus, that you're partner from learning because Isaac is the partner on the mitzvah. He says, no, it's not that mitzvah is so much more important than this mitzvah. He says, by definition, it's not free time. The whole thing is to learn is only during your free time you move. If the time is not free, because you have to earn it, but there was not even the first place to learn at that time.
And you
have to
learn the
power
process that
will
be the day
and night. But that's the afternoon.
Speak to it
a little bit of
the
yes.
I wonder if you
think
I'm the
first community that you have to move, because you got to leave. Yeah. To get as much in, to squeeze in as much into your time as you can. Not one. That's a silent. The Gemara has a whole discussion. You've only got started about yesterday after HaChonim, like a Dom and Atera, to shave your house. Not only does HaChonim authorize us sometimes to be Machmir, they tell you don't write with your left hand on Shabbos. He's not the issue of the right, don't write with the right hand, they were Machmir. Don't carry in a Kabbalist. Even when I say it's a minute to kind of come to Rabban, you're not allowed. In 1001, don't eat chicken that is cooked in milk, even though the Rabban is cooked in milk, only when it's placed that is cooked in milk. They made a million soon with Rabban. So not only were the Rabban authorized to introduce Zeris and Achot to Siogim, Chumash with the Rabban, and sometimes the Chachamim, I write a Dominat, they tell you not to shake a lulis when Silkus falls on our Shabbos, to violate a mitzvah they're right, not to blow Shaker when our Shabbos falls on our Shabbos. That's called Akir, Dominat, to shake the Atar. They shake Atar, so they tell you don't fulfill this mitzvah. But he might give you a whole list of cases, not so many, Schaefer and this, and this is one case, less than 10 cases, not so many cases, but anyway, it's about an affair of the Shevi Atas. So the Achayim have a whole discussion, how come Nigmar didn't say, Avelis and Tishabot? That when I say this, it's to learn, and Avelis Shiv is only the Rabbanim, they say it's forbidden to learn, and a Tishabot, and Atari, there is no Tishabot. It's based on the calendar, and with the Rabbanim, they forbid you from learning. How come the Gemara didn't list that among the situations of Yishkaf? That you're permitted to learn here with Avelis and Mechus Tishabov. So one is believed to learn the Hasmad and Meluba all day long during Shiva. Unless people come and they check the end, they're not Meluba. But if people don't come and test the end, then he's believed to learn the Hasmad and Meluba every day during Shiva. And on Tishabov every year, he's believed to learn the Hasmad. It's just that whereas all year long you can learn Mashalib Bakhafe, Bokhim, Erevin, Shabbos, Brokhis, whatever you want, Babakana, Kiddushin, in the middle of Avelus, in the middle of Shir, in the middle of Tisha B'Av, you're restricted. You can only learn Elam and Galchin, Hilchis, Avelus, Hilchis, Nidu, and Gaius. That's just how much I
The first half of the night, because we were responsible for the soul of our desire. That's what some of them had, that they would lock the mikraf, the women wouldn't do the chitze, they would own the bed on their mikraf, they wouldn't learn, they wouldn't do kasha shalita, they wouldn't do all of the things that are prohibited in shiva, they wouldn't do on the night of, on the first half of the night, Zofatan. And the Chassam Tzarka is in shiva, where he says that that's not the reason he has this meaning, he says that's not the reason for the meaning. Because the reason for the mimic is different. They didn't want the people to learn the message in the first half of the night. They wanted everybody to take a nap. And they did not have the chassid. They were regarding it by the church at midnight mass. So it's going to be a teacher going to be a shomayla. Look how slow they're going off at their Rabbi Nizale. They wake up at chassid in order to go to church, and the Jews are fully sleeping and popping away in bed. On such a point that that's where the meaning developed, that the Bnei Yeshiva would go to sleep the first half of the night and wake up. That's some play cards in my son. They would wake up at Chassadis and start learning them, so there shouldn't be any kitchen in the Bnei Shalmaila against them. Whatever it is, in most communities in Europe, they didn't have that.
They said that there shouldn't be a source
for it. It's a different verse. That's a different verse.
You're also playing around on
that. You're right.
Yeah.
Another verse.
You're playing around.
The Rashi claims that the Pshat of the Gemara is like this, that the Chachme Yavne, the Tanoim who lives in Yavne, are making fun of the businessmen who neglect learning. They say that they have Chiyur Chavshis and they made the wrong decision. They decided that since Bein Kol HaKol, they're not such great geniuses and they're not going to know Kol HaSeder Kulo, so they don't even have to bother to learn anything. And oh, did they make a mistake? We have a much easier life than they do. I mean, Malachi, the Yehu Malachi Basar, never. The businessman has to go drive all over and they have to fly around for business. We have it easy. We just sit in we live in the city, we go to the base medish, it's easy. And we both wake up in the morning at the same time. Anim Ashkim Lumalachti, Bahum Ashkim Lumalachti, we both wake up at the same time. I don't have it more difficult than he does. I do have it. They should usually dive in at the late in the morning. And the businessmen usually wake up earlier. So they said, we both wake up at the same time. Kishem Shurenim is God, Rabbi Malachti, he never learns. He never enters into my field. Kahani Ainim is Shadeh Bim Lachto. I never go into history, I never work on the farm. He never snacks the rhino that matters to business and doesn't want to learn a word. Rashi claims that he's saying this in a derogatory fashion against a businessman. Like we say, I don't want to make a man, I don't want to make a man, I don't want to make a man. So the Rashi knows that this is a similar nusa. The Shema Taimar, and maybe you'll think that they made the right decision, because they know that they have Shraka Kev, the businessmen have the Shraka Kev. Remember Rabbi Gerela, Shachan Avraham, never sent his children to Yeshiva University. He had one son who he sent to high school, only for 1 week. Meshuvan. He sent to high school for 1 week in Yeshiva. The people asked him, Rabbi Gerela, sending his son to Yeshiva. Meshuvan, what a Shraka Kev? I gave him a doctor. Meshuvan left Yeshiva to a Christian doctor. But they're all from Lech Hacham. So the Chachmei Yavne, the Tanaim, are saying that these businessmen made a mistake by choosing not to learn. Even if they would only learn a little bit, they would also be right to the mitzvah of Tanta, to the best of their ability. That would be to do the impossible. Every person has a chiyuv taka to learn Kol HaTorah Kulo. The Mishnah says, because the Yavish HaShachet HaVerech in the Mishnah, sorry, HaRez HaMis Chai Ben Avshin. So what is the Yisr? Only if you Shachet HaVerech. They say, I never learned. But the person just learns brachas all his life. I know one person, he keeps on learning brachas to say, learn God's mother. So that's good enough. A person keeps on chanting the same sister. And he never learned the other things, so there's nothing to forget. He never learned it. So the pashtus is, I'm not sure pashtus is that that's not proper. The Mishnah tells us, that every Jew has an obligation to learn every 3 minutes that he has. And not to keep on learning brachas, vaitamah, so to learn the same thing. So learn one daf gemara every day, the same daf gemara. That's not enough. Every person has the obligation to learn Kol HaTorah Kulo. Even if he wants to learn Kol HaTorah Kulo and he forgets because he doesn't chazer him, Chai Ben Ashoy, the Mishnah says, the Kol Shkeh, if he never learns it, if he never bothers to learn it, if he has the ability to learn Kol HaTorah Kulo, Well, it takes 7.5 years to learn the whole Bhagavad Gita. It's not an impossibility to learn. Kosha Sutta doesn't mean to learn every single... It doesn't mean you have to learn every single Sankha that's in the book. That's what the Balatani writes. What's the definition of Kola Tarakula? Balatani writes in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's supposed to be at that section of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the section of Hilchos Hametzera. It gives you a definition of what is Kola Tarakula. It says it doesn't mean every single Sankha in creation. All it means is Tanakh, Mishnah, Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifrot, Tifrei, Mechil, Tifrei, Rama, Rosh, Shulchan Aruch. No, it's not so much. Not so much. No, first, if a person goes to law school, they have to read more books than that. A person is a major, let's say an English major, goes to graduate school in English, has to read more books than that. If a person wants to understand the Olimek HaSairo, wants to understand the depth, the full understanding, that's what the Gemara says in Erevin. I look at the Aramid, the Rechav and Miriam, the Torah is so fast that it's impossible to fathom the whole Torah. Like the depth of the sea, Rechav and Miriam is deeper and vaster than anything we can visualize. So the Balatani says that only goes on Oinde Kavanas HaTorah. But what is the text of the Torah? The text doesn't include every sefer that came out from Rabbi Hasin until Tafshin and Adar. The text of Kol HaTorah just the Tanakh, the Torah, and so on. And the Gemara, granted, not so much.
So
we can't say that
everybody, just like
the Shita from Shum, they saw that they're going to join a Kerelov, not the Hertik and Parnassa at all. So that the Gemara says for the masses, we wouldn't recommend that because most people will not succeed. But the people have to go to work, but they should realize that if they can work a half a day...
That's what he's saying that they stick to go to work, and
to go to learn. No, he says, Izenon is God that be malachti. And he doesn't stick to halayim beit medrash at all. He doesn't want to learn at all. Why not? Because he feels that he'll never succeed anyway. So that's what he says, the chashayam to say. But that's not correct. Success doesn't mean... A lot of times people make a mistake, they think, why should they learn? They're not going to succeed anyway, because they measure success, hey... People years ago used to be a member of Salvation Shum. And I used to say, can I say on your side, cheer like our Salvation? Anyone who doesn't say, anyone doesn't have the ability to write a Shuba like a Michael Feinstein is not succeeding in learning. And let's say the Talmidim in the Yeshiva. But then every time you are, and some Talmud has such a sharp line, he gets murderous kashas all the time that the Rebbe doesn't know how to fire him. But the Rebbe says over, Rebbe can end his kashas, the Talmud answers the kashas. So that's the best Talmud is a genius. So the other Talmud always have a Chalisha Tazar. They can't ask such sharp questions. They can't say such sharp solutions. And they feel they're not succeeding in learning. Why are they not succeeding? That's one avenue of success in learning. When a person has such a sharp mind, he can ask a sharp kasha, he can give a sharp terrorist. But the key to success in learning is that the person understands what he meant. You learned the Pasuk in Chumash. What does the Pasuk say? It says, Kohanim are not the minute in the Talmud of the Pasuk beginning in Pasha Mah. No, it's not the beginning of the Talmud. You understand all the yins and the yams, the hashir, that the mechashir, and the mitzvah of Sumas Ba'ah. None of us know all of that. If he reads the Pasuk, he learned the Mishnah, he learned the Gemara, he knows what it says. That's called success. That's one area of success is, one area of Hatzlacha learning is, the Harita is to be able to ask Kashis and to say to Mishnah. That's not the Iker of learning. The Iker of learning, he has to know what the din is. He learned a lot of Gemara, can you say overstate? What's the din on Mishnah? What is the Gemara saying? Going to Rashi, what's the din? Going to Taisus, what's the din? How do we talk? You know, Taisus? That's how to walk on
the other. It's only the son of the book. That's the
Fakir,
the Shiva.
Right. But the other part can point out, you see from that Mishnah, that there's an obligation, you see from many Gemara, there's an obligation to learn Kola Terakula. Mardach, if the person once learned it and he forgot it, then we hold it against him if he has the ability not to forget. Allah has come upon the business and tried the person to learn it. So in that Mishnah, you see that number one, there's an obligation to learn every 3 minutes, that yeah, you have to learn the Hatzmada. To the extent that each person has 3 times obligated to learn. And number two, that's not to keep on learning over the same thing as Seder. Zoch is to Seder the same thing. No! Everyone has an obligation to learn as much. Call us as soon as he can. Yeah, the yeshiva is talking about that. Many yeshivas have just learned those 7 mitzvahs that Rav Bosse has the shiur amount of men. They only learn those mitzvahs in Russian and Lutheran, and that's all. That's not right. One has an obligation to learn Kol HaTarakulo to the extent that he's able to. He shouldn't leave out any area. What there is a fee is to have your BS Kol HaTarakulo. You have to have basic HaTarakulo also, but you have to have basic with your BS Kol HaTarakulo. There's no spirit. There's no spirit.
Yeah.
Once he has an obligation to support his wife and his children, what's that? When he gets married, he writes on the last couple of anchor days, I'll find it. They don't know Aramaic. They don't know what it says next to it.
Out of knowing what's going on in the world?
Yeah. I would assume so. A little bit. I remember many years ago, my father was in the Saturday jet, but he had to send to Argentina. But then he told me, he was listening to the news, and every other week he used to have revolution. Now it's pretty quiet. No? So yeah, I understand it's not, every month there's not the revolution. Never there's revolution, the nail will get lost. Goodbye, the nail will never be retrieved. My father said, he's going to have to call up to find out when he can send the guests. If he says that is a revolution, the guests are going to get lost. So I was mentioning to the boys in Yeshiva. My father said, there's a revolution in Argentina, they can't send the guests. So some of the boys were so involved in learning, they said, what, Argentina, the revolution, where? They didn't know what was going on. About you have to know what's going on in the world. You're not supposed to know everything. You have to know a little bit. That's the day that you, the person can't live isolated. That's how some interprets, There are different interpretations of what the Gemara is talking about. Some learn the Gemara, but it means the first one is the Tanakh HaRus. It's very difficult, and many people cannot learn the HaRus. With anybody else. He's selfish and he wants to keep it up for himself, he wants to be arrogant over the others. And then Philip Sharon has a different shot. He says, a person who learns Torah without knowing what's happening in the world, and his learning is a little abstract. The learning is supposed to be, in order to be able to apply it in real life, that the person is not a such, he needs the life of a malach. That's wonderful. But also the learning that he does is not Torah. Torah is not only a chachma. Chachma not going to the Goyim have chachma, the Goyim don't have Torah. Third means how to lead her law, how to lead her life. Because a bunch of them gave us the third term, doesn't just mean an abstract thing. Like in many Yeshivas, they kill them. They learn Yerzeya. That's the lowest of the low Madrigas. When you learn a Shukri, like Kukish Life, you need to hope that's the low Madrigas. The highest level of learning is to learn an abstract. Abinav, it's from Sakhaz. You want to hope the highest level of learning is to learn. Now, Shukri Shmai can lead the emphasis, because that's exactly what Tara means. Tara means to show her law, to show a way of life. That the person is not in touch with real life. He doesn't hear what human problems are, he doesn't know what it means to make a living, he doesn't understand the cloud what's going on. He doesn't have to understand everything about the stock market, but he has to understand quite a little bit, and they can understand what real life is.
The coins and his father love all those coins, because he only sees one area, he only sees himself, and then sees their voice around. Therefore, yeah. Anything else, but that's right.
That's out of perspective, about that. So again, the Rashi in terms of... Sure. If he has the ability to, that's it. Okay. Rabban has the obligation to, it's his chair. Many Rabban would be listening to the Balabat and have respect for the Rav. And the Rav can often, sometimes, not always, can often give better answers than the psychology. Sometimes not. Many times not. He doesn't understand. He doesn't have a piece of the case. But many times the Rav has a better piece of the case, and the Balabat will listen to him better than the psychologist, and they know that they're not being able to save us. Yeah, but I don't have enough of it. And Moshe used to be there's many cases that he picks up this in the day. But Moshe used to cancel Shalom Bayis' problem. He used to cancel a lot of people. Not only for Chassidus Shalem. That's everyone's obligation to cancel. So again, so Rashi learns that this Gemara, that the Chachmei Yavne were attacking the Balabatim. Why they don't want to learn. They made a big mistake, those Balakasma who don't learn at all, that even if they would have learned only a little bit, whatever little bit they learned, Hechramamit, would have been a Kihimamit. They made a mistake. And Mashah claims he doesn't like Rashi's chat. He says, he wasn't, let me say, when you make a finish, so we say, I don't know, so here, obviously, we're talking about people who are running for their shachas, they're not interested in learning, so we're attacking them. We're saying the Derech HaTorah is correct, and these people are not correct. It doesn't appear to be similar, he claims. It seems that we're talking about people who work for a living, and they do learn about the idea every day. They go to a shul whenever they have some free time. So the Mashor has a pshat that in our generation has become more popular than Rashi, and his Gemara. Many people say, well, they don't realize that the Mashor says that Rashi doesn't say like that, right? The Mashor disagrees with Rashi. That's the more popular pshat in our generation. That the Talmid HaChachamim are praising the Balabatim. Even though they're not such great Talmid HaChachamim, that they learn to the best of their ability. And now the Rabbi was saying, and I'm not the Rabbi, but he's currently the Hashemite. To the best of their ability to learn, that's fine. But then, so they'll get the same kind of the Talmud HaChachamim. Abai used to give this, so I was walking, then he gave the following literature. It's not always so easy when a person is faced with the choice of doing the Aveira or abstaining from the Aveira, doing a mitzvah, not doing a mitzvah. It's not so easy to make the decision on the spot, on the spur of the moment. A person has to prepare himself in advance so that when it comes the moment of decision, it will be easier. The hafanis have to include a lot of tikkus and a lot of chokhmah. You have to be clever and sly in order to develop a lot of Yirat Shamayim in advance to protect himself from doing Aveiros. Not so partial. We are on the Aram the Yirat. It's to figure out all kinds of practice. The person has to practice in advance. In case I should ever come to such an insight, what will I do? Okay, such an insight, what will I do? How should I think? How should I say it? Okay, this one shouldn't just dismiss it from his mind, and then have in mind if a situation, if an insight will come up, so the shot on his side, I'll work at it. No, you have to plan in advance to worry about it again. Then number two, he would give a Musa in his Musa Shmuz, he would be often saying the Pasuk in Mishlei, Manerach Noshikhem. When someone else starts screaming and he's angry, don't bark back and don't scream back. Try to calm the person down. And answer him softly, Manerach, and that way you'll calm down the other person's anger. If you outshout the other person, then you'll just make him angrier and no peace will come out of it. Ma'av Shalom and Mechav, encouragement should always, some people always like to make machlokes with the members of the family. And with the other people, come on, and Abai always used to say, you should always avoid machlokes. Always apologize, even if you're not the one who babbled him. Make believe that you babbled him, apologize, just try to make sure of the Mechav, in private, and in Kolodim. You beg and order that you hold the mind of the Nechman the Matur, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should love you, and the human being should love you, the Hei Kuvah Al Abriya. It's important that you should be able to get along with people. It's not just some people have the answers, they don't care what anybody has to say, as long as they keep the Mishnah Torah. It's not correct, the Mishnah Torah is the 13th of it. And Kol Shel Ruach HaBriya Tehechamen, and Ruach HaMot Nechamen. Rabbi used to stress this to his Talmidim, and he's a daddy. And he used to tell his Talmidim about the Tanya Rav Yehanan Zak, Amar Rav Yehanan Zak, Aishim Reizdim, Odr Shalom Yerayvam, I feel an okay should have. Some people have an attitude when they walk in the street, they don't talk to women, they don't say good morning to women, they don't talk to Amiyaret, they don't talk to Shlaz, they don't talk to Goyim. Only today are still women. So the Gemara says that it's not right. Even an okay should have. The Nazi, the chief rabbi of Yechon and Zakai, when he walk in the street, he would say good morning to his super, or whatever, the garbage collector. He would say good morning to anybody in the street. You have to be mad at Shalom at all, and not at any extent. You simply can't compromise on the DSL. But Dr. Shalom is an important consideration. The person has very often that the consideration of Dr. Shalom makes it into a shot on Kakwa with Mako sometimes. A lot of times there's a dinner for Hakkila Sakha, but there's evidence moves. If it hasn't been evidence moves, but then Taisha has a flaw, and Shalom, based on many words, a shot on Kakwa, you'll be ever done with it. And a shot on Kakwa, you're permitted to do Hakkila, and normally it's only permissible to the other. Not always, but a lot of times we say that shot on Kakwa has the same status with Hakkila as the other. So the person will often point out that when you have a situation of Dr. Shalom, so you can sabeg a little bit, that anything that mutably ever, if you have a serious issue of Dr. Shalom, so you would consider maintaining Shalom as a shatat chakra. We even allow the haskila, but normally it's only permissible to hear. Different cases. The Yiddish collection of Bertlach on Chumash, Sunun Ber Alter Eitzer, by years ago. I had it translated into Hebrew already. But the American rabbis, who doesn't have the same time at all. Very, very smart.
Can
you say Hebrew? Yes, yeah. Let it happen in Hebrew, yes. Yeah. So he has there, he tells Samaitan about one of the Zerlim in Europe, that they sent to Mashiach, he tells you which one of the Achorim, he tells you which one, he tells you, he always gives you the source where he got the story from. So there was one rabbi that they sent to Mashiach, that from another community, there was a chazan, who had a beautiful voice, and the Balabatim enjoyed the way he got him. But he wasn't from a doctor commitment. He trades for food. Chazan really trades it. So some of the religious people in the community, a minority of the people, wanted to fire the chazan and save the Shulchan Aruch. So if you have grants to fire the chazan, which is happening with there, you have to have two witnesses to testify that you didn't have errors, so then you can fire the chazan. You have the obligation to fire the chazan. But they saw that they're going to get rid of this chazan, they're going to cause a tremendous machlekes yechidim, so the Ruba, the Balabatim enjoyed the chazan, and it didn't bother them. They weren't aware of the fact that he ate chazan, it didn't bother them the fact that he ate chazan. The shaila was, what should they do? Should they maintain the chazan to await the traces, or should they fire him and make a machlekes? So this Rabban Gadol, I think it was the Sichas Chachamim. He missed up in the scoop of the Shach or something, that was early afternoon. But he sent them back up Shach. The way that he told the Shach was, the Chazan never Shimon. The Gemara has that there was a kind of Shimon who I'm saying he's Darsh never yet. So he said, the Shach was Shimon, that Darsh Kalas Yet Shach, that's the Chazim, that's the Chazim, that's the and then the Shaila was, then he presented the Shaila, but he's a good, he has a beautiful voice, so what should they do? So I think it was with Nichol Chachamim, so he sent back the Pshat, so he wrote, Mutab Lahab and Selim Lehecha Vagyan and Machwek is Yisro. It's a little bit, the literal translation that some of you would now have them put in Salem and Shul, and not that Machwek, that's a little bit too far. It's the whole Kulab. Abaki Shalom is that Shalom, how can he ever do it? Even the evidence is in Salem and Shul, he has to take it out. But he said over here, look, clearly not supposed to have a chazan with a balaher, but for the evidence, he's down for a number, he ate to the evidence. So he held it, that was a shot for Kaki Yevna. An important call. My brother from the Rabbi also used to give worship to his family, then Tatlis Chachma, the Iker of learning Torah is to the Maizim Tum, that a person has to act like a mensch. If you're going to have Talmidim of learning the Yeshiva, or a Balabatim who have been in Torah that they learn, but they act very improperly. Shalai hei odem kori, the Shoyna person will learn Tanah, the Shoyna learn Mishnayit, and then he will act with disrespect to other human beings. A great mother is a deity, he won't have that character to his parents. For the rabbi, for Talmid HaChacham, there's an issue of government, of a chacham of minyan, people who are older, people who are more scholarly. So that's terrible. Shenema, that the ikar of learning is, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. The ikar, the first step in Chachma, Reishis Chachma, the first step is Yiras Hamayim. If the person does not Yiras Hamayim, so the whole chacham is not as good. Sechotel v'chol ha'sei. What does it mean, Sechotel v'chol ha'sei? L'landeihem l'inema eloli ha'iseihem. What's the significance of that? Or say means that he should learn on the house with kindness on this. Lamben could mean just learn, theoretically learn. No, or say means he learns, it's something that Liman HaTor, Chachma. Dechatel v'chol ha'seya means one who learns on the house with kayyem, on the house la'asleh. Lamben l'nemel l'esey, l'yoysim l'shma, v'l'yoysim shlo l'shma. He does mean, see, the Rashi says there are two kinds of shlo l'shma. Sometimes the person is religious and he learns, and he fulfills mitzvahs, and as he learns and he fulfills mitzvahs, he has to show up. In public, that he has a beautiful talent and a beautiful lecture, and he has such a nice bookcase of Svarim, and he goes to the shul, and he learns, and he reacts about it. But that's one madrega, that's not proper, that's one madrega of Shalal Dishma. So regarding such a madrega, Rashi says it's called, as in more comments from Shacham and Matlun, that it's not proper, but still the world doesn't come to an end. So the early Yachatel Matamit, after the Shalal Dishma, and the Shalal Dishma, Baal Dishma, you should still do a Shalal Dishma. Rabbi Walazina has long arichas about this, and Rabbi Shachayim has a whole attack against the Hasidim. The Hasidim insist that you have to always purify your kavanas to make sure that you have no terubis of Shalom Shema. So to start making achonis and achonis and achonis for the tefillin, for the Seder, for every mitzvah. Achonis would be so long until they would begin to say the Esther Hatzai. It would start down in Minach after the Shkir. It would start down in Shach after the Shalom Manifestation was up. But he said to God, it's all achonis that they made. He says, if he down in Minach after the Shkir, now the Shach is after the Zman Krishma, he makes the Seder Esther Hatzai, that's like one shoy for Anyam Kippur, the same thing on Rosh Hashanah, and sitting with Sukkah and Pesach and eating matzah and sukkah. If you miss the train by a minute, then you miss the train by a minute. And the time they get older, they want to understand what real Hashulim, they want to call it, whatever. Yeah, so he says, just like you train little children like that, so you have to train adults also. He says, we're all children. Everyone has to be. He says, well, you're not to cut them. A person should always do like that. You should encourage everybody to do tell him it's the small or small. Why? Because the small or small, the small. It's not that, the person will always be Mechamish of all the small. In the middle of learning an hour, when he starts learning, he'll be learning Shalom Shema. But it's like you're talking in the middle of the hour, he won't have 1 minute that he's going to learn the Shema. He's going to forget about his arrogance at least for 1 minute. But for 1 minute, he'll bring the Shia out of his arrogance. So he says, Mishal Shema, 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 So Rashi says that's one kind of shalom v'shalom. The Gemara says that's not that terrible. It's not proper, but it's not that awful if a person does mitzvah shalom v'shalom, he learns how to shalom v'shalom. Here the Gemara talks about a different shalom v'shalom. The person learns that he doesn't really commit to keep the mitzvah. He's just learning Torah as a chachma. So that's what the Gemara says. Reish is chachma. Sheikh al-Tel v'chol ha-tehem. The person learns v'shma means v'shem kiyam ha-mitzvah. The Lola is a shalom v'shalom. He learns Torah just as a chachma, as an abstract. And that's not coffee years ago. They used to have the maskil, they used to smoke the cigars on Yom Kippur and Shabbos, and they used to want the Gilei Rosh. Just today, so what do you see? There was a Sefer HaGadah sitting on one of the tables. Sefer HaGadah by the Yalik. They opened it up and had the picture on the first page. And the picture of the Yalik was Rabbiski, I think. Oh, skin the last on the Gilei Rosh. I don't know, it's not a photograph. It's a photograph, or a sketch, or whatever. So it's two people. That's what the Yalik looks like. I don't remember the other one. Sitting and doing their work to carry the Sefer HaGadah to Gilei Rosh. So you start doing people like that. So that's what a person learns Torah just as a chachma, as an abstract thing. Now the Yarmulke doesn't necessarily mean it. The Yarmulke doesn't... It's usually taken as an education. A person doesn't know Yarmulke in 1900. It's a pretty great indication that there's something strange there. So that's what the Gemara is talking about over here. First, the learns Torah just as a chachma, and he doesn't plan to keep the mitzvah. That's what this is called, the concept. Okay, that could be. Yes, well, just have to show you. This one, the first one started, he doesn't plan to keep the mistress, he just learned the counter, just as a secular chachma. So that's what Gemara makes a sharp lotion. Kolayt Shalom Shema, a person who learns Torah is not intending to fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, Shalom Yisrael, would it be better for that person that he should have done it before he was born? So this is what Rabbah would stress. The most important that Rabbah would stress is something that they always have to keep in mind, that the learning Torah, not just as there are some people who go to a shiur, they don't believe in Torah Min HaShemayim at all. They don't believe that it's a God-given Torah. They enjoy learning Gemara. And that's what the Gemara says. That's terrible. That's an aveira. That's not aveira.
This is a building of theirs anyway. Other people
Experience turn Friday night into Shabbos, whatever, all these things. And they take people on Chalai Shabbos and they drive there on Shabbos. But the Jains, they want to see what Shabbos is all about. They're open. They want to hear something. A person of Allah, and everything, they go to NPS, why don't they start teaching about spirits, why don't they teach him something? And he's interested in him. What is Yiddish guy all about? Maybe he'll be interested. Huh? But that is no Easter to teach such a person first. Because they say, lady has not done that. You shouldn't say that there's an Easter over there. No, the person is open. There's no Easter. But if you have a person, his life is already set. He's already in his 50s and his 60s. He's not interested in becoming a Baal Shura. That's it. And he likes to learn Torah because it's an interesting fascinating thing. So then the Rosh Hashanah is angry. He says, "Why the hell is that the chukka?" The Rosh Hashanah is says, "What are you learning? I don't give you permission to learn Torah." That's a reason. That's why Lechem does not have it. In addition to all of his other avers, that's also counted as an aver. It is for the guy who was No. Why is it a different problem? The Gemara says you're not permitted to teach Torah to a guy. You're not allowed to teach him anything other than the Shevi Nisus and Nehach that we like to. So somebody learns the Shevi Nisus and Nehach with him. Now she will be. Somebody learns all of the Zikr, all of morality. Is that
last one? I wouldn't have an effect on the Zikr, which was supposed to be...
Well, I'm instructing you.
Yeah.
So somebody learns, you might as well say, what do you learn for Tachin? What? A little bit more quality. Spoke about philosophic issues, when the baby gets in the Shana. That's Tachin. Remember, somebody spoke a little learning also. Remember, some all in the area of morality and Nashim and Zikr. Ethics, morality and Nashim and Zikr. To the Gemara, that we have to transmit to our Talmidim, to our children. These are all these stories. These Muslim lessons that I buy in the other place, so they're Talmidim, right? This is what everybody has to get. My brother, Talmud, Rav, 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 in the Tanakh, you always have the Chumash, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the promises, and a few places that you have to carry on it. So the sky is always described in very accurate terms. So it sounds like the Holy Water is going to be an Olam HaZeh. So Rav says, don't make a mistake and think that the whole promise of my book means in this world, the world to come in this world, we're going to have a lot of zaynus, like the Arab description, a lot of food and a lot of women and a lot of drink and all more animal there. So he said, no, that's not the Jewish view. Look how another Alma Bo. Allah talk to the Torah, and I'm all Malik. So Adam Abraham, Allah Achila, Allah Shtiva, Allah Tira Vahili, and none of those I know it's on Azer, Allah Masan Masan, Allah Shina, 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 Allah that we have a pasuk in Chumash that clearly is not to be taken literally. It's an allegorical reference. It says, it says at the time of Kabbalah Tatar Al-Sinai, the Vayechus Al-Sinai, they saw a Jewish Chine, Vayechus Al-Sinai, and they had Hanoe, which was the equivalent of Achilles Tia. So just like we know, Yeah, they weren't serious, but that's why they deserve the punishment. That's why they deserve the punishment. That's why they deserve the punishment. The Ramana Chumash goes to the Medrash, and even Gamshin, they go, no, we talk about the party. Then you have the mitzvah to make a mitzvah to have a Buddhist mitzvah on the occasion of Kabbalah, that are on the occasion of the mitzvah. That's the mother. But the Rashi over here learns, how did Rashi say another? That's how Rashi says. They enjoy the Rukhmi Zita Hanoah, Kabbalah Tatar, like one who would eat and drink and eat. Yes, so you can have this as a Gemara Sinkala. So the Yeshua says that's what Rav is driving at. They're just like that part of the Chumash. It's to be taken as a Malik. So too, Rav is telling us that all our prophets that appear in the Chumash as the star for mitzvah, that you'll have, you live long and you'll enjoy life and so on, it doesn't refer to Olam Hazeh. Everything is a Malista, and it's referring to Olam Habo. He explains the Hemshach of it. He claims that this is all Rav speaking. He says, yes, a few lines later, Amalei Rav Merakhiyah. He says that this is all a Hemshach. That, he says the body has environment that I give you. You have to eat food in the food gets absorbed. Nutrition is absorbed in the blood system, and that's how people are nourished. That's how they stay alive. All of the psukim in Chumash that speak about the reward that the tzaddikim get for keeping mitzvah, the soul of Melitza, it doesn't really mean hanarta and hazeh. What it means is that a rukhi is regulated. The person should keep the ramat and tzaddik, and not violate the shatah leitzete. And by doing that, he will have a rukhi nutrition for his neshama. And you will enjoy this in from the Zivah Shina. Then he started that. What about women? Women are not obligated to keep all the Ramat Mishra says. They don't have to count spirit. They're women are volunteer. They don't have to pen chesters. They don't have to listen to tears. They don't have to put on film. So they're missing. So they're not going to have the Ramat Mishra says. The women in Martha's men don't have Ramat Mishra anyway. Martha's the women have Reish Men Zion. Martha's Mechorot Hanui is longer. It's not exactly the same as Phil. The Yeshua points out that the father from all of Mr. Sefer Shah Zan Grover is not going to correspond to what's going to be. It's Radman to say that there's a parallel that just like in Gashmir, people eat and drink and that's nutrition for the Ramach, Evor, and the Shatah Gidin. So we do mitzvahs and we avoid our Eiris, and that's the nutrition for the Neshama. What's going to be with women? So that's what he says, no, don't worry about the women. They're not going to have to worry about the women. So women don't have to worry. The Baruch Hu promised them that even though they don't have all the mitzvahs, they don't have the same amount of mitzvahs that the men have. They don't have to be in a case either. They're missing some of the light tests, and they don't have to worry. Shadema. The Navi tells them, Nash Mishananoi, the women can become, Kol Nashmana, Koli, Bonas, Bokos, Azei, Rasi. The pastor says the women can relax and take it easy. They don't have to be so tense and so nervous as the men and have to keep every single mitzvah in the family. They don't have to put them a clear to. They don't have to worry about the mitzvahs that they're missing and if there's a certain mangrove. The Baruch Hu promised them that even though there isn't a full correspondence of the Ramah and the Shetzeh, the Shatah and the Shetzeh, they'll go through. Whatever mitzvahs they're clear to will be sufficient to take care of them. And that's why Rav continues, that's how the Yeshua says the Hemshchi. Amalei Rav, the Reb Chiya, Rav commented, Reb Chiya, the notion of Isaac, in fact, if the women are missing the full Ramah in the succession, they don't have the full Shatah Lo'Shetim, the Pastor from Salah's also, so what good do they have that they should enjoy the full Adam Abor? That's going to be the Shatah Lo'Shetim. That's what Rav told, not that Rav asked a clear up here, and he said, Rav is speaking from the beginning to the end. Mark was the point of the Rav, because this is all Rav speaking. And he said, you should realize, we just carried out of my book. And it's not how I know I talk about Zerah. It's just in the Chumash of just the Malitza, like by Yechus Hosman Yechus Ha'isa, it's all the Malitza. And the Ramah is success, and so on. So they said, what's going to be with the women? So he said, the women do something for which they get scarred from. They take the place of all those mitzvahs that they're missing. Zakruya, the Nayu, the Bekishna, the children learn Mikra, that Zakruya, the Nayu, they think that the sons learn Mikra on the Beis HaKnesset, and the husbands learn Mishne, who got three Gavaz, they were born in the Beis HaMedish, where they learn Tosh about that, and then the husband comes home late from the Beis HaMedish, and they have to wait for them for supper. The Natsu, the Gavrayu, are the Osam, the Rabban. They wait for the husband to give them supper at night. That's how it's made Shu and Serpents and Mizimah. So one of the Mepharshim on the Aryeh has a little bit, I thought it was a little humorous. He writes that it's Shuka Yishala Gemara. He comments that the Gemara of Yibongus and the end of our point Vinta says that Rav and Rakhi and his wife, they didn't get along with their wife. The most thing was that Rav and Rakhi.
Yeah,
and both had misery from their wives. They had a lot of trouble. So that's when Rav was asking Rakhi. What's good for that wife? Another wife they didn't ask. They were normal. They said, our wives are so mean to us. And they should be a little more helpful. So what's good? So the other one answered. The teacher explained that this is Rav speaking and it has nothing to do with his wife. These are women in general that they don't have all the Ramach Mitzvah. But it's Moshe with the Ramach Mitzvah. That's one of the first ones at the bottom of the Yankee. He said that this is a special question that Rav and Priya, Rav is wondering. Priya told him, no, don't worry. Even though there's no name, but still they get this good. No one has any. But the Chaim quotes a different shah. But the Chaim quotes a shah from the Chaya Yodam on his Gemara. Not in the Maizrach, and then a different shah. That the Gemara says in the end of Ksubis that Priya Sameisim is only for those who learn Torah. Those who don't learn Torah. So there's not Kriya Sameis. And it's not because of the Oymesh, because of the Adair of Little Tayyip. No, the club of those who are going to live on after death. The club of those who are going to have Kriya Sameis only makes sense for those who are on Tayyip. So that's where Rabbi has to be up here. Not in my doctor. We know that I can have a vehicle on Tayyip. But the mice, if they don't learn Tayyip, so how are they going to have Kriya Sameis? It's not only as an Oymesh. That's what we're going to point out. The Mishnah needs to open the next therapist for him, Edu, Koyfresh Mechelke Ramadan. The Edu Shema Mechelke Ramadan. We stop all the people who don't have a Mechelke Ramadan. But it doesn't say that I'm Horace doesn't have a Mechelke Ramadan. The text is in the last therapist, so this is Baba without Kasha. But the Mishnah, the last therapist, so this says, I'm Horace, will not become the Kriya Samation, because only the Tal Tayra, only the Kriya Samation has the text of Ekakasha. How come the Mishnah doesn't say so in the last therapist? The text is a Tzadar Asher. That Mishnah in the last paragraph of my body, the most of that goes in Kriya Sameis. The most of that. The text of my body means different things in this text. And that Mishnah is Kriya Sameis. The Gemara is looking like that. So Rabbi Chanan writes the parents on Ed Kasher. He says that Mishnah in Perek Chemet is written about those people who lose their Chemet and Adam Abba for Averis that they did as a punishment. And the fact that we're going to have to carry this and we can do something, that Averis that they did. But the following people are not going to get out of my board. They're not going to have Kriya Sameis. If you have no Shaykhus with Torah, you don't get Kriya Sameis. None of them are Yiddish. You just have no Shaykhus. The whole idea of Kriya Sameis only makes sense for those that have a Shaykhus with them. So he quotes from the Chafetz Chaim, who commented based on the Chaya Yodam. The Chaya Yodam says that that's the Shat in his Gemara. That Rabbi Yisra Kriya, not in my Zachin. If the women don't learn, so they should be the same as I'm her, so they don't get out of my board. So they're not going to have Kriya Sameis. So he says, no. Rabbi Yisra in the Chaylik that you have to have. And learning in order to be different to Kriya Sameis doesn't have to be that you actually learn. Even if a person has a shaykhus with learning, he supports learning. She encourages his children to learn Tanakh, and she encourages his husband to go learn in the Beis HaMedrash. Mishneh. And she waits for the husband to come back, and she makes it comfortable for him. She waits for him to eat his supper, otherwise he would feel uncomfortable, he wouldn't stay in the Beis HaMedrash so late. But the fact that they have to say, yeah, other people to learn, that's sufficient that they should have a chalik in the Kriya Sameis. In Shulchan Aruch it says like this. It's a little misleading. The Machaber writes in Wilfred's commentary that everyone is obligated to learn when only has three times. And those who are not able to learn should think that they should support yeshivas. They should support those who do learn. So it sounds like those who do learn, let's say I'm a rich man, I got a big yerusha from my rich uncle. Uncle Sam died, left me a lot of money, and I learned. So I'm not looking to support yeshiva. You don't look to support yeshiva if you don't learn to substitute. But if I'm telling you, I said, that's a mistake. You write them one at a time, that's a mistake. There's a thing to learn, there's one that's, and if you can't learn, you won't admit. But then there's another thing to support yeshiva. Everybody has that fear, to support, to be same as courage. And even if you do learn, you have that fear. If a person cannot learn on his own, because he just doesn't have the ability to. And he supports yeshiva, so he gets part of that stuff. But it's not that that's an acceptable substitute. If you have a prayer, either to learn on your own, or to not to learn a word and to support yeshiva. That's not a prayer. You always have a chance to support yeshiva, if you can, and you always have a chance to learn, if you can. But Mr. Rabbanim, they read the Yami, they read the Chanim, and the Talmidim would leave the yeshiva, I guess, at the end of June. Yeah, for vacation. At least they'd give each other, they left and they wouldn't see each other. So they would give each other the following bracha. That was the standard bracha. Ami lehachi, you should give each other the following nisach ha-bracha. I love chatira lechayecha. You should be zeicha to all of your, however you imagine in your mind what your life should be like, what you would enjoy in life, to have a lot of children, to have a nice patasa, they should all be Yirei Shamayim, you should live in Eretz Yisrael, you should daven in Chesed Marami, whatever. They would say, I love chatira lechayecha. You should be zeicha to see the fruition of all of your dreams. Ultimately, you should believe such a life that you should deserve Olam Haba. You see, cross them as Zardari. You should transmit the Torah to the next generation. You should do it. His life should be meaningful. So it's worth transmitting to the next generation. Litcha Yege Tehuna. Your heart should always be thinking in Torah. Picha Yidada Chachmas. Vishan Chayat Rishonanas. You always have a cheerful word on your lips. You shouldn't be depressed. Afatecha Yashiru Negdecha. Your eyes should look straight ahead. Rashi has an interesting pshat. You shouldn't learn Torah Kum. There's lots of pshat. There is a pshat in Torah. Rashi writes, Yashiru, the next Rashi on the double dog, Yashiru should say, Meir Matara Ta'alacha. A lot of people learn, and they say false pshat. But this was a prelude that they used to give each other. Apatecha Yashiru Nekdecha. You should look straight ahead. You should be able to succeed in learning properly. And every year you learn the Torah, your eyes should be enlightened with learning Torah. Apatecha Yashiru is very hard here, also because of learning. So Satechi Abdulazad, you should only be talking about it, Kiryat Sechot, Talos, and Meishan. The mind should only be encouraging you, you shouldn't fall asleep, you should only be encouraged to learn. From every Yerut, the Shmai Devri, I think you should always be cheerful and in a good mood to learn Torah. This was the bracha that they used to give each other when they left. Yam Nisar Abad Be'er Achid Amar Be'er Shmo Banachmen, Yam Ilei Hachid, needs to say the following Tfila to the Rosh Hashiva. Yam Ilei Hachid, to give the Rosh Hashiva this bracha, this Tfila. The Pasuk in Tfilin says, Alafeinu Mitzvola Me'en Perish, and Yesh, Yizem Tzvach of the Chayv Esteinu. To the Pasuk Shana, the Pasuk is referring to the Hamas. And we're saying about the Hamas, you should go to our farmer. You should have success, you should make a lot of money in business, and the Hamas should have a lot of letters and so on. So Al-Dera Hadrash is also referred to Talmidim. Al-Husayna, Wolfana means to learn. The Mela, and Aramek means to learn. So they would say, Al-Husayna, Mr. Bum refers to those who are going to Rabbi Shmuel, the Amr, Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Lozar. Either Rabbi Shmuel had two interpretations, or Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Lozar had two interpretations. One interpretation when Chad Amawan, the interpreted, Alafeinu, Mr. Bolle, means Alafeinu Batero. Lashon Aluf, little more, the Meva, to learn. And Mr. Bolle means the animals are fat. The day is the Shepherd are fat. So here it means that they're very fat in interest. Mr. Bolle means that they're the people, the Talmidim in your yeshiva, and it's Rabbani's yeshiva, Chizim's yeshiva. You should be there to have a lot of Talmidim, and they should learn a lot of Torah, and they should keep a lot of mitzvahs. The Chara, when you have an interpreter, Alafeinu means Torah mitzvahs, and Mr. Bolle means the yeshiva. There are those who learn Torah and keep mitzvahs, and they're a lot of yeshiva. He said that perhaps that's also the rumor in the past. There's an issue of fellow because he has some meaning who is self-aware like that. And so what does it mean at the end of the passage? In Teres and Engage, they're saying, Shlokha Bukha Veseyu. So that was a tefillah that they would wish. In Teres, there should be none of your Talmidim should revolt against you. In Teres, when I say to you, Aseinu, our Chabura, our group, should not be Kifiyot, the Shlokha, which has men, Achiteifa. Achiteifa was sliding against David. He tried to undermine, he didn't succeed, but he tried to undermine his Malucha. He helped in the revolution against him. So the tzila would be, because the Rosh Hashiva, they should not suffer terrorists. None of the Talmidim should be revolt against them. They yoke, they should not take the Yosin, because you have to show, Shatmeh, Doeg, Rai, Doeg. But Doeg later on, was yoke to the Tarbis Roh. The Gemara says, Mechel, it says, of course, Gemara says, Gemara says, Doeg, Rai, Doeg, Rai, Doeg, Rai, Doeg, Rai, Doeg, Rai, Doeg, and he caused his death. He said that Novi Rakhain. He said that Novi Rakhain was in conspiracy with Novi, and he had Novi Rakhain all wiped out. But the Imanzi that was one of them. The people who are there is not now there's one thing, but the Imanzi is more than that. That says he might be famous in Tanakh. He said exactly the same. And Tanakh doesn't really say that Dari Kai Dari, that is the Torah session hour. He just said that he told Shaw that Novi Rakhain was protecting Novi, and then he got furious. But the Imanzi understands that he said the Torah of the Chilas, the Torah of the he ate so loud that they're revolting against him. But the Gemara says he was a terrible person. Of course, you can't really tell. But then the Gemara says more about Doreg. The first is that the Baruch Shalom called him Doreg, the Baruch Shalom was worried about him. He was shaking as he was Shemayim. And then in one place in Tanakh, his name is spelled Doreg with a Yud instead of an Aleph. So first, the Baruch Shalom was worried about him, and then after he was ready, he went to the Tanakhshua. Then the Baruch Shalom was crying about the fact that he was here to the Tanakhshua.
Wasn't Doreg the one that tried to revoke the Yiddish by saying that Nachmalav Moab
Yiddish? Yes. So the Gemara says that he used to give a tefillah to the Rebbe that he shouldn't have any talmidim who should be like Achitayich, or he shouldn't have any talmidim who would be every yeshiva has Nebuch, every yeshiva in the world has talmidim who are like Leg or like Achitayich, and then he shouldn't have any talmidim in Eitz Rav, B'chavit Eitz Rav, Tensi Yosef, Yosef Shalami, Shiyot Menei Gechazi. He shouldn't have anybody like Gechazi. What is the word Shvoch got to do? Gechazi? The Tensi said because the punishment for Gechazi was that he and his three sons all became the Tzarai. That's what the parish of the Pasuk says, the Tzaraas of Naaman, the Tzaraas of Melech Aram, that he also was transferred to Gechazi and his three sons. And the Pasuk says, the Tzomi Yikra, that the one is Tzomi Metzorah, has to let everybody know about the Yotar Aram, that he is a Metzorah. So Gechazi had to let everybody know, so that's called Tzvokha. He was always advertising and screaming, stay away from me, I'm a Metzorah. So we are misfollowed to the Rabbein and Yeshivas, that they should be Zechazi, we should have Tamidim. We should succeed in learning in Yerushalayim, and even if that Talmidim promise to follow the Yisurim, the world doesn't come to an end, and some of them suffer. That's not the fellow. But I mean, they don't have Talmidim for Shvila Tachi. Tell you for like Doyeg, or like Yechazi. What say to Rechazi? Say no. Rechazi said to me, there shouldn't be any public embarrassment. Sometimes you have a Talmid and learn to the Yeshiva, then very well, it's not true. So what can you do? But it's going to be not true, it's published. Lay a long day, my Talmid. So my Yech, I've Shiva for Rabin. But that's an aggravating thing. That's so. At least they give this Tila to the Rosh Yeshiva, that he shouldn't suffer embarrassment, he shouldn't have these kind of desires. There's a line missing in our Gemara in his edition. It says Kidon Yeshivan. And this my dear Kashilan Kidon Yeshivan. It's a Tanoim as the Gedishman. In this week's center, there's an interesting bin that says that Kayan, Kayan Tikhnet is Pinyin Kastol, Hein Yochel Balachmo. So the Pasha Pshat is that if a Kayan buys the Hema, he's permitted to feed the Truman to the Hema Kayan. Normally you're not permitted to, if the Kayan buys the Hema Kayan. And that is now he's Mukhidan Mr. Kisha, and that is Allah Dua Bair. It's like, oh, he can do all the other ones. And that is now he's not permitted to do other. So the other side is Mishkin Kohen, so you can say, and that is now he's not permitted to eat Shuma. It's one of the other in the Torah. The Pasuk says no. And that is now he's permitted, and that is now he shall find he's permitted to eat Shuma. Right, you never see a cat, and you have to look a lot. In one case, it all refers to the end of Kohen, that you're not permitted to see Shuma, so the end of Israel, it's not Shuma, it's Mutabah, no, but it's also Bahan Rosh of Kibuy. And some of you know that that's an Isha Gerayse, so this Isha Gerayse is Mutter if you have the Emes Koyin, the Koyin on the Bay. Many of you know that Hamash HaKiru is only Isha Gerabon, so then you can't learn the Shat in the Pasuk like that. Koyin keeps them shkin past the gate of the Emes Koyin. And I'm very permitted to give Shuma to the Emes Yisrael also. But the Pasuk Zirah goes on an Ebes Nayin. And Ebes Nayin is not permitted to do Abayr. All famous shouldn't. Ebes Nayin show Yisrael not allowed to eat the Shuma, so he said he was Zahar. And he said he was Shumai. But the Pasuk says that a Koyin who owns an Emes Nayin is permitted to eat the Shuma. So the Gemara adds on that the Pasuk not only refers to the Emes Kohen, not only refers to the Emes Kohen, it refers to Eishes Kohen. Kohen to eat and have a shkini kastro, can buy himself a wife, even though she's not a Kohen, she's committed to eat the Truma. So Rashi in Kiddushan on Daf Tesh Mabeis has an interesting verse. Rashi has an interesting comment. He says, this is the only Pasuk that tells you that an Eishes Kohen is committed to eat Truma. Ooh, oh, my Lord, as I tell you, I used to back to the Chalas Patron of Shanema, but Kohen to eat and have a shkini kastro, but I'm not a shkini kastro. And the kind of the link to the count is that so even though he didn't have any steward yet, he only had heirs, and that's also called Kini Kasa, he gave him Kiddushi Kis. So Rashi says, this is the only Pasuk that says an Eishu Kasa, the Kasa, there's a Pasuk in the end of Pasuk Kairach. But the Torah of this Torah, Kairach made the revolt against the Kahuna, that the end of Pasuk Kairach, Rashi points out that the Baruch Shem Chazal over all of Matnes Kahuna again. The Rish Kuna Sermon is all about the Kuna. The Chazal is over the Dinah of Chumah, and it says, Kotar Gedeh, Kariyach HaKadosh. It says, not only the Kohanah can eat Chumah, it says, basically, we shall if you're white, if you're married to a Yisraeli, to a Levi, who normally is forbidden to eat Chumah, but if she's married to a kohen, she's allowed to eat chumah, provided she starts. Because so the day kohen yom kodesh is my day she's kohen, the same thing to Mishnah. So that she said, Takasha, why do you need unas drashe?
I'm sorry.
Because the nefesh kini akasko, she said, a better puzzle. And you put the ashes kohen together with the tehenot kohen. Together with the heavens of kohen, that's the one of one puzzle. See, you can't forget that the tehenot and the heaven and the wife. What's wrong? The other person is not classic. Called the Beis Chayav HaKadosh. Beis Chayav HaKadosh. The Rashi says, no. Beis Chayav HaKadosh gave the Ram by Nesua. The Pasuk says, by Kippur. The Pasuk says, the Mishnah says, Beis Chayav HaKadosh, the Kangala has to be married. And the Gemara says in Yulah, the Kangala has to be married with Nesua. So this is the has everything. The Bami says, the Zeris has to have Nesua. Beis Chayav HaKadosh there in Yulah, that's again, Al-Shad, but the Yishami agrees or disagrees with the Bami. But in the Bami, that's how we pass him. It says in Luma that you give him a base. The base is at least only applies when she's in the sewer. But that's what Rashi writes in Kiddushin on Daf Yud. That Pasuk himself, Pasuk's class, is called on the base of Yahweh Kaidesh and only goes by the sewer. But how do you know that Arusha Pasuk is all the Kaidesh? How do you know that only Erison? That's what Luma's talking about, not Aisha's Kaidesh. Luma's talking with Yuchel about her. Arusha Pasuk is all the Kaidesh. How do you know what Arusha eats? She's not included in Kaidesh. But that's what Luma says. It's on that from this Pasuk of the Kaidesh and Eshkini Kaidesh. Maybe that there's a big difference between the two also. There are some Meach quotes, in one place there's Meach quotes on Yerushalmi, which doesn't make any sense. He says you have to be Mahatak Begirze. He suggests you have to be Mahatak Begirze. And he used to say the following thing, that the halacha that says that because of the Shaykh of the Kaddish Lomim is Meach of the Kohanim, I'm not Meach of them, unless I'm not Meach of the Kohanim, the Shaykh and the Levnaim, will be up there. So he has a Yerushalmi with the Levnaim, which he says doesn't make sense. He says he thinks you have to be Mahatak Begirze Magire, that Aisha's kind is committed to eat. Chaz of the Shaykh of Shlomim, Amur Mech Yerushalayim is Mechal to Nishayim, that's only Nishayim of Nisuin, of Erisin. So the Pasuk of Tavar Eich Yechol Kodesh goes on any Kodesh. Goes not only on Shumah, it also goes on Chaz of the Shaykh of Shlomim. But that's only called Tavar Eich Yechol Kodesh is Rishta by Nisua. That if Arusha has any demon like the husband who's a Kohen, is only based on the Pasuk Kohen Kirk and Abish Kimi Kaspar. And that Pasuk in today's Sedra, Gaith Narab Chumah, that doesn't go on Chaz of the Shaykh of Shlomim. So there are some less claims that that's what it should say in Yerushalmi. He thinks that there's a Chilak with demon. But it could be that there's even a bigger Chilak than that. It could be that that's what the Yerushalmi is driving at, it doesn't explain it. And Chaim had a discussion, Chaz of Shalim has, and Abish Kimi Zemba has, and others discuss as well. The Rambam about this also in Tivish Amshnayit, and he's from the first there. If a kohen eats chumah, so the rabbi writes on the last, I think it's the very last halacha in the book of chumah, he has to say derech hamitzvah. Let's say he has a bottle of wine that's chumah dikke wine. He says, don't you have then he says, I should get a shot of the shot of the shalom. He says, why will I eat chumah? Like we don't taste like an idea, I'm waiting for that in the house, I'm waiting for that in the house, I'm waiting for that loaf of bread, he eats challah, that's chumah, or he eats cookies, that's chumah. He says, what name is Eretz HaMati Lachan Raz? Then he says, Oshay Gershon Big Dushas HaShalam. He says, well, Malachi, that's true. There's a Bichat HaMitzvah. Let's say you give Truman to the Behemoth Kohen. He says, that's not a Mitzvah. Nobody says the Behemoth doesn't get blocked. Even the Bala Behemoth doesn't get blocked. That's a Hefter. There's a Hefter in your life. Let's say you give Truman to an Eretz Kohen. Probably also a Hefter. It's probably not a Mitzvah. The Eretz doesn't say any Brach. It's just a good name of Eretz. He says, I'm lucky, but if you have got a Bichat HaMitzvah, the Shaila that the first came to the Rambam, he says, it's going to be an Eishah Shoyim. And he says, Yishtah ki Gufa, Eishah is kind of considered like a Koyen. And when she eats Truma, she says, a Bracha, I don't know if she's going to be a Bracha. I don't know if she says, she's going to be a Shalar, maybe she'll say, to be a Shalar, whatever. But is it a Kiyah HaMitzvah, or is it only a Hefer? Maybe it's only a Matzah. It could well be that this is the Nakimita that you're familiar with driving at. The fire is to, only by this to, it'll be a mitzvah. By Harusha, it's only a hetzah. So that's why Harusha is submitted only to Truma. Because Truma, the difference between the hetzah, all right, yeah? Because all the day, because he can possibly go on a Nevis Kanaini and it goes on a Behemoth Kain. So there you can say that the Harusha is Truma, that's a hetzah, that's not a mitzvah. But the Nesua, that's not a mitzvah. So that's why only the Nesua can eat the Chaz of the Shaykh. Because Kozalus, you never have a Hefer, it's either Shalek and Mitzvot. Either Yidik and Mitzvot, or it's an Isra of Mishmeret, you're destroying it. And it's not in the Kain.
I don't know.
children are not in the castle. The children are not in the castle. The children are not in the castle. It could be that that's what Rashi and Rashi have. These are two different meanings. One is a heter and one is a mitzvah.